Welcome to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Jennifer Jones Bryant. Today's guest is Kim Patinsky, and I am delighted to have her here with me today. She is married to her high school sweetheart since the age of 18. Her and John have been married for 36 years with 5 children and 2 grandchildren, and she spent her life helping others through various endeavors. She began working in the Catholic Church as a youth minister 20 years ago as a way to help teens and parents connect with their faith lives. She also has her own podcast, webcast. She started that this past year. She's the host of One Non-Blonde, where her guests sit down with her to share their life story. So Kim believes that bringing people together by sharing what they have in common would help bring peace and harmony in our world. Welcome, Kim, to the Empowerment Journey Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Jennifer. I'm so excited to spend some time with you.
Yes, it's 30 minutes and it goes super fast. So I want to just jump right in to ask you, Kim, my podcast is all about overcoming personal challenges to achieve professional success. Where you feel comfortable, please share with the listening audience where there have been times or an event that you had to overcome.
Oh, well, obviously there's so many, but I think that it started, you know, as a child, you know, and it kind of it made who I am. My mom was blind, and so I had a little bit of a different dynamic. And so I was very guarded because when people would find out about it, they would make fun of my sister and I. That's why it's important for me to not judge people, because as soon as someone hears that, they start judging you and they start to make you feel like you're less than. And for a long time, I always felt less than on so many levels. And so one of the places that I felt that I was empowered was when I started to work in the church. I felt like I didn't have a degree. You know, I could say I got married young and I had my children. And so I know, like, a lot of times people are like looking for people with degrees and all these different background things. But what I knew I had was, you know, this heart serve. And so I went ahead and I went through and did the youth ministry studies, and I read, because I read a lot, and I was able to overcome so many of those fears and say, this is what I do. And I gave it all up to God, and it helped me to become the person I am, because I felt like without having, you know, so many people telling you, you can't, because of all these different negativities in your life, I just decided to turn it around and say I can. And it really has made me the person I am, because now I've not only started out with youth ministry, which in the church world is kind of like the bottom of the barrel of ministry. It sounds horrible to say, but it is. And now I'm the director of faith formation and communications at another church, because I just kept building my repertoire. And every time someone would say, you can't do that, I would learn more and teach myself more. And then I did go back and get my degree, because that's the thing I wanted to do. But I felt like for me, it was just the doors kept slamming. And I just kept saying, I'm going to reinvent myself and I'm going to do what I can. Because that's the key in life, is you don't just let somebody tell you once that you can't do something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was hearing your journey of overcoming or trying to work through the fact that people, you know, picked on you because your mom was blind, the fact that you had to navigate through that. And you also had to navigate through the opinions of others judging you, as well as trying to figure out how do you still accelerate in those environments. So I want to ask you, you know, I know you said you relied on your faith, you know, God. What other strategies did you put in place, you know, to help push through? Because people get bullied, they get teased all the time. And I know you said you've worked with youth. So what strategies would you say you put in place?
Well, first of all, I think that you have to, you know, look at yourself in the mirror. Somebody told me, and she ended up dying of the ALS disease. And, you know, so she told me years ago, look in the mirror and say, this is who I am, and be proud of everything that's good and everything that's not so good. And you focus on the good, and you say, okay, these are the things, these are the qualities I can do. And then the things that you cannot do or you need to work on, you also need to work on. So I think for me, being bullied, I tend to, because I not only did my mom, of course you don't see me, I'm a chubby girl. I'm not your typical, okay, she's beautiful, da 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 type of person. So I always felt like my physical attributes are not my charm, but my personality is. So I would go into a room and I'll take it over by just being me, and the sense that I know that I'm not going to be the one everyone's looking, turning their heads because, oh, look, she's so beautiful. But I have a good smile. I am very personable, and I will just start talking to anybody and not be afraid. And I think that fearlessness allows me to be empowered in the room. So that is what I use. And I try to work that with kids too. It's like, take what you have, take those talents and embrace them. And the things that you need to work on, obviously none of us are perfect, continue to work on it. And at the end of the day, kind of do an inventory. How did I do today? Did I tick something off of the things I needed to improve on? Sometimes you say, yeah, sometimes like, oh, wow, I really didn't do too well on that. But the point is that we have to take what we have and make it a positive thing. For, like I said, for me, I know I can command a room. I can walk in. I walk in, red lipstick, red shoes. I may not look like I, you know, the rest of me is not like, woo, look at her. But people will notice me. And I start talking and I start smiling and I'm not afraid to approach anybody, because to me, that's the key. It's like, again, back to what my bio said, we have more in common than we don't have in common. And I think that is what we have to remind ourselves. None of us are too big or too small to not be significant.
Yeah, so every person plays a role in life. And I will say this, is I'm a curvy girl. I'm a curvy girl, and I embrace all of my curves, and I command a room as well. And I learned to accept who I am as a person, all of me, externally and internally. And so saying that, you know, I command a room, like yourself, you know, showing up as your authentic self, also embracing what you may perceive as flaws where others may see as beauty. So I wanted to share with you that point. And I'm so glad that you said, like, hey, I still have something to add, and so does someone else. So let's see how we can connect by finding things in common. So right after the break, I will be coming right back to chat with you some more.
Well, thank you.
Hey, 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 this is Coach Harvey, and I'm excited about my new podcast. It's going to air every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The title of it is called The Healthy Side of Business. In this podcast, you're going to always learn about strong disciplines to build self-care habits. You're going to learn strong disciplines to maintain strong physical habits, and then you're going to learn how to transfer those new habits into a healthy business habit. So don't miss out. Be sure to join it every Tuesday at 4 p.m. The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Hi, this is Jennifer Bryant, life coach, career coach, consultant, speaker from Reaching Within, an Empowerment Journey. Welcome. I want to share with you about my 30-day journal to overcoming personal challenge to achieve professional success. It is a uniquely crafted 30-day interactive journal where I share my story of how I overcame traumatic events and climbed the corporate ranks from clerk typist to executive. This journal provides inspirational quotes, blank pages and prompts that will empower you to reflect and set goals to achieve personal and professional success. These coaching prompts will help you reach within to balance your life through maintaining a positive attitude and mindset, enhancing self-awareness, managing stress, and handling disappointment. Reach within to regain your power to live your life victoriously and successfully. You can find my book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it directly from my site at reachingwithinempowerment.com. Welcome back to the Empowerment Journey Podcast. I'm sitting here chatting with Kim, and her dog is coming with so much energy. I'm loving it. I think it's one of those things. The dog is missing his or her mommy right now, but that is okay, Kim. We're working from home, and you could just expect anything that's going on right now. So your dog is welcome as well.
Thank you. I know.
It's all
good. You know, life
good.
Gets
it
messy sometimes.
Good.
Yeah, that's Lily. I tease her. Her nickname is Lily the Podcasting Pup because she's, I actually am in 3 rooms away from her. That's how loud she is. And she's so jealous of when I'm on the phone or on the computer that sometimes she'll just jump in my lap. And so she's made more than one appearance on my podcast and webcast. Because she'll just like get right in the middle of it.
I love it though. I love it. She's like, look, you are gonna pay me attention, one
yeah.
way or the other. So let her know that she got a shout out today. So let her know.
Well,
about that. All right. So I want to transition to, because you're doing such great work. You know, you've had to overcome a lot. So what latest work do you have out there? Do you have a project going on?
Right now, I am, I work at the church, so I do faith formation and communication, so that is kind of like an ongoing, that's life in general, because I work with people to make their sacraments, and then I also work with people at the end of life, like I help plan funerals, so that part of my life is kind of, that's constant, but in the process of all the things that are going on, I decided to start this video webcast. Originally started out as a podcast, but then I realized podcasts I like, but I feel as though my personality, so I'm doing the webcast. So this is my brand new project, and I'm kind of in the process of inventing myself with it. That's like my baby right now, and I'm pretty excited about it because, like I said, I really, every morning I wake up and I'm like, how can I make a difference in this world?
Yes.
And I'm really
mm-hmm.
attempting to do that via my, you know, my show or, you know, just how I treat people. And so that's like, to me, that's like my human experiment. I'm just really trying to do a lot of that with the socialism, you know, the social aspect of things, because my degree is in American studies. So I want to eventually put this together and either write a book or do even some kind of like little documentary series on this, because I feel as though how people are handling COVID, how people are handling racism and just faith and church and God and, you know, economy. It's like there's so many different aspects of it, and yet we all are forgetting who we are as humans, and that's the key right now. So I want to try to remind people that that's who our connection is. That's what our connection is each other.
Absolutely. And I was just having a chat with someone the other day about how technology has consumed so much of our lives, and we become so reliant upon it that we forget about the human connection. And so what I like to do, particularly like in my business, is I pick up the phone and I actually call somebody. Like, okay, I'm calling you. And people seem to be thrilled, like it's another person on the side of the phone to connect with, and it's not a text. So I'm glad that you said, hey, you like to bring people together. You like to connect with them and show them the human side of things. So I'm glad that you pointed that piece out.
Well, thank you. I remember when I was teaching, because I was able to teach a class when I was working at one of the Catholic high schools, and it was a peer ministry class. And of course, obviously, it's one of those electives, so a lot of people just came in and said, oh, this is a class that we can all take as friends. You know, so I had a group of kids who were actually close friends for a lot of years. And we sat around this big table, and I would just ask some random question. And, you know, you would think that they would know each other because they've known each other since they were like kindergarten. And a lot of times they were like amazed that they realized something. Like, I asked a question, simple question, why did you color your paint? What's the color of your room? And the one girl goes, pink. And they all were laughing. Like, yeah, we helped her paint it. Da, da, da. And I said, well, why did you color it pink? And in the process, she started talking about something that happened to her as a kid, and it made her think of this. And the girls who helped paint it, and they were making this big deal, they helped paint it, go, I didn't realize that. I didn't know that. And so I wanted to remind them that even though you think you know somebody, there's always still another layer to get to know about somebody. And that is, to me, so important. And I think that's going to empower all of us, especially women, but in general, to succeed. And not only just about financial success, but to be able to say, you know, hold your head up high and say, you know, I'm making a difference in this human race. I'm making a difference in this world right now because I've been put here for a reason and a purpose.
Yeah, I say that all the time. I'm here for a purpose, and you know, God's purpose, and I try to live it out every single day. And so I want to ask you this question. If you had to describe your life, considering everything that you've gone through, describe your life using one word and why.
I have to be blessed because I've just been so, like, even when I've had some, like, the worst things happen, I just, God shows me something so beautiful. And, you know, that to me is like, beyond words, because even after, you know, like after my mom passed away, I, and then this sounds weird, people might go, oh, wow, this is the strangest thing I've ever heard. But my mom passed away, and like I said, I help plan funerals. Well, there were three people who their significant others passed away, like right around the same time in my mom's funeral. So I was helping to plan their family's funeral while I was in the process of taking care of my mom. And
oh, wow.
Now, mm-hmm. 3 years later, I can go to them and I have this connection. And so we're able to connect to each other. And to me, that makes my mom still a little bit of alive, you know? And so those are things that are just beautiful in this world, because those connections allow us to remember that someone, even though they're no longer here physically, that they were still here and there was a purpose, and just to keep love going. And so that, you know, to me, it's like, I'm just in awe of ways that when God truly takes something or things change, that something else is there in its place. Not, it's not the same. No, I can't say, oh, my, yeah, well, I have this relationship with these people, who's this little 90-year-old man who lost his wife of 60 years. It's not the same as my mom, but I can look at Jay and go, wow. You know, we both loved, we both hurt, we both lost, but we're still surviving, and we're trying to continue to move on, because that's what love is about.
Absolutely. And so I serve as a interfaith chaplain, and that's what love, you know, the whole premise is love. You know, regardless of what you look like, race, you know, regardless of religious background, you come from the place of trying to impart love and show love towards another. So I'm glad that you brought that up and you raised that. So I know that the world is complex right now. It's a lot of uncertainty that's going on. How are you keeping yourself balanced?
I really do spend time, of course, obviously in prayer, but I also, like, I do spend time with my family, even though some of them are not as close as others. Like, unfortunately, like, I have 5 children and they're adults now. So my number 4, Brianna, she's up in New Hampshire because she just got a job in November. And so I haven't seen her since right before, I mean, literally before the pandemic. I was up there in February and, you know, I was planning on being there this summer and that didn't happen. But we FaceTime, we talk. Same with, you know, at the beginning of this pandemic, it's kind of been, we're now at the point now where we know we're, we try to keep ourselves, you know, go to work or whatever, just minimal contact with people so that I'm able to still see my grandkids. But the first part of it, I wasn't. And again, FaceTiming. But, you know, I and my other daughter, Jessie, she's down in Fort Myers, which is like a 2.5 hour drive away. So I try to see her when I can. But my other, my boys, I see more often because they're closer. But I think family is the key and reminding ourselves. Oh, and my husband and I, we've actually, we have a little lake in the backyard and we've taken up fishing, even though I really don't do well. In fact, last night I caught a oak tree. My husband's like, how did you do that? I'm like, I have no idea. So I really don't catch a lot of fish. But it's just nice to go outside and just take the pole and just, you know, just cast out. And my dogs love it. I'm sure you've already talked about my girls. My dogs love it. So they're going to be excited when I'm out there. So just doing things like that. Just mainly family. Family and God. You know, because those are the things that are the most important. Because at the end of the day, you know, that's what's going to keep us, that's what sustains us, you know, and if you think about scripture, you know, Jesus says, you know, don't worry, don't, you know, he's, be not afraid is 352 times in the Bible. There's a reason, but also it talks about how we shouldn't worry about, like, the fish don't worry about how they swim or the birds, how they fly. Sometimes I think we're so concerned with, well, I'm not getting that great job. In fact, I'm kind of like sad. I kind of applied for a job that I thought I was qualified for, and I didn't get it, but that's fine. I mean, it happens. But then the person calls and says, oh, but we liked a lot of your ideas, so when the new person comes in, can you call and share? And like, and everybody's like, don't do it. That's so stupid. They didn't hire you, but they like your ideas. Because when I sent out a thing with a plan, I'm like, but that's not who I am. You know, at the end of the day, I'll just give them my plan, and you know what? If it works, at least it's getting done, right?
Absolutely. And I tell people this too, that, you know, as a career coach, as well as a career strategist and consultant, is that just because you didn't get that job doesn't mean there's not another one planned for you.
Exactly. So, and that's how I feel.
And you never know what God's plan is, you know. Yes, initial reaction would be, no, I'm not going to supply that to that person because you didn't hire me. But guess what? They thought your ideas were creative enough, like you said, for you to share. And then you can always put a plug in and say, hey, is there another opportunity that's there? I mean, I have been in situations where positions were created for me. And I advise clients, hey, check in with the interviewer or the decision maker to give you feedback about your interview to say, okay, why didn't I get this job? You know, are there things or areas that I need to work on? And let them know that you're open. While you may not have gotten this opportunity, if there's another opportunity that's out there that matches my skill set, please consider me. Because what you don't want to show is that you are a sore loser. So,
oh, yeah. Almost
that's
definitely.
My perspective. That's my
perspective. Yeah, and the reality is it was for a job for an alumni. And I'm not an alum at school.
Right.
I mean, my husband was, and my kids were, but I wasn't. And so they said, well, we hired an alum, but we like a lot of your ideas. So I'm like, okay, I'm not going to say on you. I'll help
right.
them, you know. And like you said, if it's meant to be, God will open up the other opportunities, because that's exactly it. When we talked about, you asked me blessed, I've been blessed so many times. Well, I think, oh my gosh, this happened. And then the next thing you know, it's like, if I would make my plans, I would not have experienced half, I couldn't even imagine how much I wouldn't have experienced if I would have just made it my plan. So, you know, again,
absolutely.
I'll open up.
Absolutely. So I know that you mentioned that you have a pod webcast. So in case people are interested in being on your show, how can they reach out to you and find you?
My name is, you can look me up on Facebook, Kim Clay Paczynski. It's a weird name to spell, but I know you'll put it on your show.
And then also One Non-Blonde Podcast on Facebook. And you can also email me at kimpachinski@gmail.com. And I would love to have people on the show because I'm really, like I said, I'm trying to make this a human experiment, you know, because at the end of the day, I mean, I like, don't take me wrong, I like talking to celebrities and stuff like that, and those are great, but I always ask them different questions and just like, hey, how was that show? But I want people to really reach out and realize that we are one. God created us to be a community. He created us to be one with this world, and we need to embrace each other, like you said, our differences as well as our similarities, and create an atmosphere that's going to bring good in this world. Because as soon as we say we're tempted by something, that allows the devil to come in. That allows the hate, which is what we don't want. So I want to make it about love and understanding, because to me those are the greatest gifts we can have, is love and understanding.
Absolutely. So thank you, Kim. I enjoyed our time today. Like I said, the time goes by so quickly. Thank you, listening audience, for listening to today's show. Don't forget to check out my latest ebook. It's the Entrepreneur E-Guide. It has been a hot requested item. You definitely want to check it out. It talks about the wins. It talks about challenges. It just gives you steps and strategies. And it's not only you'll hear from me, but there are other amazing entrepreneurs who are there sharing their expertise. So check me out. You can find it on www.reachingwithinempowerment.com. Until we meet again next Friday, take care and stay blessed.